Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. You don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. Go on, dream for a moment. If you could have anything in the world, what would you choose? I'd be fascinated to know your answers. A beautiful large home? A yacht? A luxurious holiday? Perfect health? World peace? I wonder what your answer was. Verse 2 suggests that we just need to ask God and we'll get it. But verse 3 makes it clear that we need to ask with the right motive. God doesn't necessarily give us exactly what we want. Imagine for a moment if we did get whatever our selfish desires demanded. We would be in control and everything would happen in exactly the way we wanted it and at precisely the time we demanded it. For a brief moment, it sounds like the perfect world. We would be in absolute control. The Bible has a technical word to describe such a place. It's called hell. It's the place where God is not. Our selfish desires have pushed him out. What James is telling us is that God, our gracious, loving Father, has a better plan. God delights in giving good gifts to his children. Jesus observed that it was unthinkable that a father would give his son a snake if he asked for a fish or a scorpion if he asked for an egg. Neither of those things would ever happen. And he drew the powerful conclusion that if we, evil as we are, manage to get it right, how much more can our perfect heavenly Father be relied upon to give his best gift, his Holy Spirit, to those who ask him? So the conclusion is that we need to ask and keep asking, but ensure that we are asking for the right things in the right way. We need to tune our thinking into God's thinking so that all that we ask for will be a blessing. Lord God, our Father, we worship you because you love us perfectly and delight to give us the best gifts. We open our hands to you today and look forward to receiving whatever you decide is best for us. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.